Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
About this time of year, a lot of us sit down and make a list of resolutions. Maybe also the special cleaning jobs we're going to get done as well. But today, our psychologist and personal trainer for the mind, Mara Steepers, you take the simple things and you tweak them to help us make really significant changes. How are you changing our lists?
Well, when you've got a lot of stuff happening in your life, like we all do, a lot of people tend to choose to do a to-do list. Mm-hmm. But there's a few simple things you might be able to do to actually improve that even still. Most people, when they do a to-do list, they only get to the what they need to do, yeah?
Yep.
Okay, they can get it out of their head and get it on the paper, and that can be the start of a process, because it can give you a little bit of relief, because it stops it from running around your head and it puts it onto a bit of paper that then you can come back to at another time. But when we're talking to-do lists, most people only get to the what. What do I need to do? But there can also be a how I'm going to do it and a when I'm going to do it. So once you've got it on to a to-do list, it's a good idea to then maybe put it in the columns. So you can have a work column, a relationship column, a home column, a personal column, because we have all these aspects in our lives. And then start to look at putting them in terms of priorities. How am I going to accomplish this? What needs to be done first to then lead on to other things? Because they often get grouped together. Then the last step, which a lot of people really don't get to in a formal way, is actually looking at a when. When am I going to do this? When can I fit it in? What can I do today? What can I aim to have accomplished by the end of the week? So you actually then get a what am I going to do, how am I going to do it, in what order, and then when. So you're starting to work towards some of this stuff.
Yeah. Now, it's not a very common thought to put down lists and to-do lists about relationships and personal stuff.
Certainly,
you know,
not.
It's more just tasks. Mm-hmm. How much of a difference does it make to put that down on paper versus just have a think about what you like?
Well, what putting it down on paper does is it actually makes it real. It makes it a priority. And these are things that in modern times, particularly where there's a lot of work and things like that, we need to prioritise our relationships and spending time with other people. So you can actually prioritise that to make sure you get that, because it's really important.